Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. I'm in the middle of my series of the story of how Hamor's son Shechem defiled Israel's daughter and how he's trying to make things right by paying a bridal fee and get a wife for Shechem, his son. But the sons of Israel have other plans. Hamor asked if he could make a bridal payment for the marriage of Israel's daughter, Diana, after she'd been defiled by Hamor's son. The brothers had other plans. A bridal payment for an uncircumcised man? That would be a disgrace. We cannot do this thing. To give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, the only condition we will consider giving her in marriage would be that every male among you be circumcised. Then we'll be able to give our daughters, and we will take your daughters in marriage so that we can be one people. That seemed to be reasonable to Hamor and his son Shemalek. The young man did not delay because he was delighted with Diana. They were also thinking that afterwards they would all be one people so that all the livestock and the women would be theirs. Hamor ordered that everyone that came to the city gate and all the men in the community would be circumcised. On the third day, all of the men were in great pain and agony. This is when the two of Israel's sons made their move. They took swords, went into the city, and killed every man. Not one was left standing, nor could they defend themselves because of their sheer pain. The rest of the brothers retrieved their sister and looted the city, taking everything of value, including all the livestock. Oh, Israel's father was furious with the boys. Now they'd have to move to a new community. But, Dad, they had no right to treat our sister like a harlot. What a surprise to slaughter all the men in the community for the evil acts of one man. This doesn't seem to fit into our understanding of justice and mercy. But they not only passed judgment on the community, but also raided the city, making themselves rich in the process. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.